Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Peace in our time. A meditation for the sixth Sunday of Easter. From the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You have heard me tell you, I am going away, and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." Opening prayer. Lord, thank you for these consoling verses of Scripture. Penetrate my mind and heart as I read and meditate on these words today. Encountering Christ. 1. We will dwell with you. The way of a Christian can be difficult, full of doubt, questions, sacrifice, and persecution. But our struggle to keep the Word of God is never fought alone. Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit dwell in a soul that keeps the Father's commandments. This indwelling of the Trinity brings with it unique and beautiful gifts: wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. It's a spiritual reality that is not as perceptible as human accompaniment, but it is infinitely more powerful. St. Teresa of Avila offers this encouragement: "I only beg you to test it by interior recollection, even at the cost of a little trouble. I assure you, you will find him within you." 2. The peace of Christ. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Our Lord promises us peace, but not the world's version. This heavenly peace can calm a soul in the midst of suffering or grief, not necessarily by taking away the emotional pain, but by bringing an awareness to the suffering soul that Christ is present. To feel his closeness, his love and affection for us, his compassion for our sorrow and pain, is a balm no human remedy can match. Our Lord, in his parting words, could have offered any number of blessings, but he showered his disciples with peace and urged them, "Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid." When we are worried or anxious, the peace of Christ is available to us for the asking, as beloved sons and daughters of the Father. 3. Please believe. These lines of Scripture contain some of the most beautiful promises our Lord made to his disciples and to us. He tells us the Trinity dwells in obedient souls. Christ wants to leave his peace with us. The Holy Spirit has come as an advocate, teacher, and reminder of all Christ has taught. Jesus chose this moment to share so much about the coming of the Holy Spirit with the disciples for one reason: so that they would believe. Jesus became incarnate, lived anonymously in Nazareth, preached for 3 years, suffered, died, and rose from the dead for our redemption. He wants that much for us to believe in him. Lord, increase my faith. Conversing with Christ. Lord, it is the Easter season, and we are a resurrection people. Help me to live very deeply the peace you showered on your disciples. I believe that the Trinity dwells within me, and by your power and might, I can live life to the fullest. Man fully alive is the glory of God. St. Irenaeus. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will confidently ask for your peace every time my emotions get the best of me.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.